Well, praise the Lord, saints. It's Pastor C with another faith nugget. Listen, we're talking about getting the word rooted in you. The word rooted means to become firmly fixed, established, or having developed from a specific base or origin. Now, listen to this. This is so important. You got to get what? You got to get firmly fixed on the promise of God. You got to get it established in your heart. Praise God that no matter what the devil say, no matter what the persecution, the tribulation, glory to God, that come against you. Listen, you know what God says true. And you know God is not a man that he should lie. And if God said it, he will do it. If he spoke it, he'll bring it to pass. Now listen. In the 27th chapter of Acts, Paul on a ship in the middle of a hurricane, and the word of God declares that it came to a spot, things got so bad that Paul had given up. All hope that he could be saved was gone. So Paul was preparing to die in the sea in the middle of a hurricane. And then an angel appeared unto Paul and told Paul, listen, he said, you have just come from God. God sent me. And God told me to tell you, listen, that you will make it through this storm, that all the people that are with you will be saved, and the only thing will be lost. And the Apostle Paul said, now, in the middle of the storm, I believe God that it shall be even as it was spoken. Hallelujah. In the middle of the hurricane, I'm talking about it was dark. Winds howling, waves just rampant everywhere. Praise God. I'm telling you. But listen, Paul had a word from God, and Paul got his heart fixed. Paul got his heart established. Glory to God. No wind couldn't move him. No wave couldn't move him. Darkness couldn't move him. Praise God. The word of God said, no light after many days. And Paul stood. And you know something else, saints? Listen, the only thing that was lost was the ship. All 176 people were saved, praise God, and lived and made it. And the only thing that was lost was the ship. And so Paul had to get his word. He had to hold to that word. He had to stand, praise God, with the word in the midst of the hurricane. And sometimes we have to do the same. Praise God. So listen, if Paul can, the word can bring him through a hurricane, praise God, in the middle of a sea, you know he'll bring you through. Amen, amen, amen.